Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Home by Shi McGee is a design guide focused on creating interiors that feel elevated, functional, and welcoming. Positioned in the home and interior design genre, the book translates the Studio McGee aesthetic into a practical format for everyday readers. Rather than treating design as an elite or purely aspirational exercise, it presents it as a learnable process built around intention, editing, and an understanding of how rooms are actually used. The book moves room by room through key areas of the home, including entryways, living rooms, kitchens, offices, kids' rooms, and utility spaces, giving it a clear structural logic. Its purpose is not only to inspire, but also to help readers make design decisions with more confidence. By combining visual appeal, personal examples, and accessible instruction, it offers a bridge between professional interior design and ordinary household needs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, design is a learnable process, rather than a hidden talent. A central idea in the Art of Home is that good design is not reserved for professionals or people with a special eye. Shi McGee frames interior design as something that can be learned through observation, planning, and repetition. This matters because many home design books emphasize finished rooms, but leave out the reasoning behind them. Here, the emphasis is on process how to think through a space before buying furniture, choosing finishes, or styling shelves. That approach gives the book instructional value beyond inspiration. It also lowers the barrier for readers who feel intimidated by design, since the book suggests that confidence comes from method rather than innate taste. The result is a guide that is useful both for beginners and for readers who already know the basics but want a clearer framework for making decisions. Instead of presenting design as a mystery, it treats it as a series of manageable choices tied to function, proportion, and visual balance. Secondly, room-by-room guidance anchored in everyday household use. The book is structured around individual rooms, which makes its advice concrete and easy to apply. Rather than offering broad principles in the abstract, Shi McGee walks through entryways, living rooms, kitchens, offices, kids' rooms, and utility spaces. That structure reflects a practical understanding that each room has distinct needs, traffic patterns, and emotional roles. An entryway should create a clear first impression. A living room must balance comfort and composition, and a utility room needs order more than decoration. By organizing the book this way, McGee avoids the common problem of design books becoming visually impressive but practically vague. Readers can locate the section that matches their immediate project and apply the advice directly. The room-by-room method also encourages more disciplined thinking about the home as a whole, since it reminds readers that design should respond to use, not just style. This makes the book especially useful for homeowners who want targeted guidance rather than a general design philosophy. Thirdly, the balance between elevated aesthetics and approachability. The title itself captures one of the book's most important design tensions. The goal is to create spaces that feel refined without becoming cold or impractical. Shi McGee's approach is built around the idea that high-end design principles can be translated into homes of different sizes, budgets, and lifestyles. This does not mean the book promises luxury on any budget in a simplistic way. Instead, it emphasizes careful choices in layout, materials, color, and styling that can raise the overall quality of a room while preserving comfort. That balance is a significant part of the book's appeal because many interiors either chase polish at the expense of livability or prioritize comfort while neglecting visual. Coherence. McGee positions good design in the middle ground, where a room can look composed and still feel lived in. This makes the book especially relevant to readers who want their homes to feel curated but not overly formal. It is a practical case for sophistication that remains usable. Fourthly, a strong preference for neutral, timeless, material-driven interiors. The visual philosophy associated with Shi McGee and Studio McGee is reflected in the book through a preference for neutral palettes, natural materials, and timeless combinations. This is more than a stylistic signature. It supports the book's larger argument that a home should feel enduring and adaptable. Neutral colors and restrained finishes make it easier to create continuity across rooms, while natural textures add warmth and prevent minimalism from feeling sterile. The book also encourages practical habits such as testing paint and natural light and considering how materials will function over time. That focus helps readers move beyond surface decoration toward more durable design choices. The appeal of this approach is that it reduces dependence on short-lived trends and instead supports spaces that age gracefully. At the same time, the style may not suit readers who prefer bold color or eclectic layering, which is a limitation worth noting. Even so, the philosophy is coherent and well-aligned with the book's emphasis on lasting, approachable homes. Lastly, practical inspiration, supported by personal projects and visual authority. One reason the Art of Home stands out in the home design category is its combination of instruction and credibility. Shea McGee draws on her professional experience, including her Studio McGee work and broader public profile, to illustrate principles through real projects and personal examples. That matters because design advice often becomes persuasive only when readers can see how abstract rules translate into actual spaces. The book uses that strategy effectively by pairing step-by-step guidance with examples that show how decisions are implemented in real homes. The personal storytelling also makes the content feel less detached, while still keeping the focus on actionable design choices rather than memoir-like reflection, in a crowded genre of decorating books. This combination is valuable because it gives readers both aesthetic inspiration and a plausible method for achieving similar results in their own homes. The book is therefore not only a style showcase, but also a practical reference for readers who want evidence that thoughtful design can be repeated and adapted. In conclusion, The Art of Home will be most useful for homeowners, renters, and design-minded readers who want a structured way to improve their spaces without relying on trial and error alone. It is especially well-suited to readers who appreciate a clean, neutral, contemporary aesthetic and want guidance that connects visual appeal with everyday function. The book offers practical benefits by clarifying how to think about room layout, material selection, color, and styling as part of a repeatable process. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats interior design as an accessible skill rather than an exclusive profession, which gives the book a teaching purpose that goes beyond simple decoration. Compared with many design books, it is more directly usable because of its room-by-room organization and its emphasis on lived-in homes rather than showpiece interiors. Its strongest distinction is that it combines aspirational imagery with a grounded design method, making it a useful reference for readers who want homes that feel composed, comfortable, and sustainable over time. If you would like to support Shea McGee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.